and...
Like home poetry?
Yeah, well, I mean, I went in his house, you see. I mean, I'd eat at his house, and his mother, and all the family, you know, just, well, they treated me just like I was a member of the family, you know. Anyhow, went in there, and George was looking all over with his hair turning, and he said, I can't find my hair tonic, he said, but Jimmy's got some hid somewhere around here. So I was waiting there, you know, and he was rummaging around through things, and the first thing you know, I heard him holler, I won't be long, Roy, said, I got it. So I found it. So he went on back part of the house there, you know, and they had a beer. He put that stuff on his house, hair, you know, and come on out. So it was dark, you know, and walking down the street, you know, going over to the community house. And I said, where's Jimmy? Oh, he said, you know where Jimmy hid his hair tonic? And I said, no. He said, in the warm on Mama's stove, you know. That son of a gun thought he was smart. Had it in a glass, you know. So he pulled it out of the bottle into a glass, see. Said, and he hid it up in the warm in the oven, in the back of Mama's stove. So anyhow, time we get to the community house where they was holding the dance, we started in, of course, we come in, they didn't have that many street lights, you know, to pass under. But when we got to the light in front of the building, now I looked at George's hand, I said, George, I said, what in the name of God is wrong with your hair? He said, I don't know what you mean. And you could see where he put that oil on that hair, and it had got cold, and it turned to tallow. It was just white streaks. And what had happened, his mama had poured up some bacon grease or something. And it was warm, you know, and it looked just like hair comb. Well, George just stuck the comb down in there and it combed his hair, you see, and by the cold weather, it had turned it back to tallow, you know. And I said, my God, I started laughing. I said, George, you can't go in there like that. I said, undoubtedly you got your mama's bacon grease or something. You reckon? I said, well, look at your hair. He said, well, I can't see it. And I said, well, let me show you. And I took my finger like that, and I just raked it down a few of them hairs, you know, and it was just like pure lard, you know. I said, look at that. My God, he said, tell him to wait. He said, I'll be back. I got to go home and wash my hair. He had to go all the way back to the house and get some hot water, heat some water, and wash his hair, get that lard, that bacon grease out of it. I guess it was bacon grease. But there's things like that that you just, you live to be a thousand, you still remember, you know.
And what did men used to have to wear, hold their pants up?
Suspenders. No, I wore them for many years.
And a woman used to wear around her waist, not around her wrist, she'd wear them.
Remember what she'd wear around her wrist.
Some decorative, maybe.
A bracelet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she'd carry her
purse, handbag.
What would you hold over you when it rained?
An umbrella.
And let's see. Now, what was the last thing you put on a bed? You know, the fancy top cover.
Spread? Yeah.
Okay. In the head of the bed, you put your head on it.
Pillows.
Did you ever see a kind of a pillow that just went, it was a big pillow that just went all the way across the bed?
No,